For years, arts and culture groups in Philadelphia have tried to make it easier for kids in poor neighborhoods to come visit. Now, a new initiative is designed to bring that experience, as well as learning opportunities, directly to those neighborhoods. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
It's called informal learning, using fresh, literacy-rich opportunities to educate young people and give them a taste of culture at the same time. Mayor Jim Kenney remembers his first ever trip to the art museum when he entered high school. He says it was an eye-opening experience.
That same freshman year, I had the opportunity to go to the Walnut Street Theater to see the great late Alvin Ailey and his dance troupe, and to watch Judith Jameson dance solo. Now, when you're a freshman in high school, going to modern dance performance is not something you get all excited about until you see Judith Jameson dance.
The William Penn Foundation is spending almost $2 million on the project. The foundation's Janet Haas says community groups will join with cultural institutions to experiment.
18 nonprofits in 8 neighborhoods across the city will create fresh, literacy-rich, and formal learning programs, and programs that will reach about 1,800 children, while simultaneously offering parents and caregivers tools and skills and resources to be their children's first teachers and to support language and literacy learning at home.
The Barnes Foundation is also participating. Barnes Director Thomas Collins says they're working on one way that helps young children learn English.
Puentes a las Artes is an arts-based literacy enrichment program designed to serve more than 200 young English language learners and their families from South Philadelphia's rapidly growing Latino immigrant community.
Sayel Odin Muhammad has 5 children who have been through programs at Mander Recreation Center in Strawberry Mansion, where the initiative was unveiled. He says for people who don't have the means to travel into Center City or pay for admission to museums, this will be a great opportunity.
Coming to Mander was pretty much like a safe haven and also a big help for a lot of the single parents that's in this neighborhood. Some days you may have mom or dad working late, and they can't help with their homework at night. All they want to do is feed their children, get them in bed, get them ready for the next day.
After 2 years, the program will be reevaluated to determine if it should continue or expand. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
This disclosure, the William Penn Foundation supports WHYY.